like faithful, I don't really have good experiences with that, whether a parent walked out or somebody stepped out in marriage, or maybe just friendships, just not being faithful to you, not being loyal. But real quick, I just want to pray, and then we will just dive right on in. So Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much, Lord God, for each and every sister in the room, God. I just ask right now, Lord God, that you open up the hearts of each of your children, Lord, that we will come to you, Lord, as children. Father, with joy and laughter and love, Father God, that we will sit at your feet, Lord. Father, soften our hearts and break our hearts for what breaks your, Lord. Heavenly Father, I just ask right now that I step aside, Lord God, and you show up right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so real quick, I just feel like I need to share just a little testimony with you guys, for those, again, who do not know me. But we're talking about faithfulness, and I have my entire life has been a trial of faithfulness. Learning how to be steadfast with the Lord and not give up or throw in the towel when things got hard. So for those who do not know, I was diagnosed at a very young age with hearing loss in both of my ears. And so that made a lot of things difficult. I did gymnastics, and I had to kind of defy the odds of being able to still stay in gymnastics and go on a 4-inch beam and compete and do all these different things. And, you know, there are times where it would be too loud to where my hearing aids would shut off and I would be in the middle of competing and I would have to feel the vibration of the floor in order to stay on beat for my floor routine and all these other things. So that's just one of the things. And recently, well, I'll just share this as well. One of my biggest fears in life was losing my hearing and going completely deaf and waking up one day not being able to hear, you know, my parents or, you know, now my husband say, I love you, good morning, stuff like that. So I really struggled with those things. And so recently, last year actually, I went completely deaf in my left ear. And I had to get surgery and they gave me a processor. And then a week before my wedding, I lost the rest of my hearing in my right ear completely. So if you're talking to me and I do not address you, I'm not ignoring you. I just cannot hear you, okay? So you can just tap me on the shoulder, whatever you need to do. But yeah, so then again, there is faithfulness that I had to endure where it would have been easy. And people from the outside would have been like, oh, I would have thrown in the towel a long time ago. And so another situation in 2019, actually June 20th of 2019, I had a kidney transplant. My kidneys went to stage 5 kidney failure. And so I had to get a kidney transplant. And even then, like, I saw God's faithfulness through and through. Most people on dialysis spend 4+ years on dialysis on a transplant list before they get a kidney. Mine was 6 months. Yeah, and the Lord just showed up, and it was such a miraculous story because a childhood friend of mine actually donated her kidney to me. And she was obedient to what God said and was faithful to what God said, and the Lord told her to donate her kidney to me. So again, God's faithfulness is through and through all of that. And so that's just a little bit of my story. And real quick, raise your hand if you're in middle school, high school, young adult. I'm going to pick on you just for a second, okay? I love you all, but I'm going to pick on you guys just for a second. A lot of times in this generation, it's very convenient for us to just throw in the towel. When something gets hard, we like to go, nope, God said I had to move on. If it wasn't easy, I got to keep going. And a lot of times we like to blame other things for things getting hard, and then we just give up. And so that's what I mean, especially, I have to say, I've seen it a lot in my generation and in this generation of just not wanting to follow through with things because they get tough. And so I'm here today to tell you to keep pushing through even when things get hard. Things get tough. It's not going to make sense. I still cannot make any sense of what's going on. I just go for the ride, and it's kind of fun. So I just go for it. And so I'm saying this all to say that's my testimony. It's all good. There's nothing sad about it. It is God's faithfulness in my life. But even like some of you guys, oh, y'all scared me. Even for some of you guys, a lot of times when I hear faithfulness, immediately I get a bad taste in my mouth. And I'm like, God, please don't make me go through this again. Please, good Lord, I just want to, can you just give me a break in just one season? And something that I love to do that I probably should stop doing is I say, God, use me. And every time I ask him to use me, I end up in the hospital or something crazy happened and all these crazy things. So I'm like, Lord, I'm not going to ask you anymore. Like, that's it. I'm not asking you to use me. And then the Lord just humbled me. And he's like, I'm going to use you because it's your heart. Your heart. So a lot of us have to get in a heart posture of going, Lord, it's difficult. This is hard. I want to throw in the towel, but Lord, you are faithful. And so there should be some sort of comfort knowing that no matter the situation, no matter the trial, God is faithful and he's going to show up. So right now, real quick, if you're going through a season where it might be dry, might be hard, or maybe you're facing something where it's like, I have to be faithful and I don't know how. Just do like a 2-week trial run. Give it to God and see what happens. Just see what happens. I promise you, he will not fail because he never has. It's not in his character. So today, we're going to be looking at a really cool story. And it's actually in Genesis. It starts in Genesis 27-ish, but we're going to be really focusing in Genesis 29. And this is a story about Leah and Rachel. Raise your hand if you know that story already. Okay, cool. So some of you guys know, so I'm going to explain it. The backstory of it is that Leah and Rachel are sisters. You might know Leah as Lazy Eye Leah. She was a little harder on the eyes, whereas Rachel was very beautiful. She was perfect. And in this case, this man named Jacob wanted Rachel. And so what he did was, is he went to Leah and Rachel's dad and was like, hey, I'll work for 7 years. If you can give me her as my wife, talking about Rachel. And the dad did a little switcheroo because back in the day, it was custom. It was a custom to marry off the oldest daughter before the youngest one. So he was like, oh, okay. Well, I'm going to give you Leah first. Lady Eye Leah looking a bit rough, you know, rough around the edges. And then you'll get Rachel after. But again, Jacob didn't know yet. It's a little concerning, okay, fellas? They don't really pick up on a lot of things. That is just mind-blowing to me that you don't know which one you want, you know? And so what happens is that he ends up marrying Rachel, Leah first, I'm sorry, and then he goes back to their dad. He goes, yo, I worked 7 years for Rachel, not Leah. Oh, well, you know what? I'll give you, let them spend a week together first, because that was like a week they had to be able to be like intimate with each other for the marriage week and all that stuff to make it like official that they were married. And then after that, I'll give you Rachel, but you're going to have to work another 7 years. And he's like, I don't care. I want Rachel. Yo, could you imagine how Leah felt? Like, I would be devastated. I have 3 other sisters. If my husband was like, yo, you're my second option. Like, I didn't want you. I wanted your sister. That'd be weird, you know? And so now here we have it where it's like he wanted Rachel, but he got Leah. And then after ended up getting Rachel. And so it says all throughout this chapter that he really only loved Rachel. And so in honor of Leah, we're going to kick Rachel to the curb for right now. Okay, and we're going to take a look real quick in Genesis 28:13. This is important, so I want you guys to keep this verse in mind because we're going to come back to it, but I want to read it first. And it said, then Jacob saw the Lord standing above the ladder, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your grandfather, and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are sleeping now. Your descendants will be many as the dust of the earth. God promised Jacob descendants. Promised it. So the reason why, remember, keep that. Just like put it off to the side because we're definitely going to come back to it. So we see that God promised Jacob many, 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 many children. But then when we continue reading in Genesis 29, Rachel cannot be, like, can't get pregnant. She just can't. And so the Lord actually saw how unloved Leah was and was like, hey, you're so unloved. You're going to be able to carry children. And so Leah had children, and the crazy, crazy thing is, let's read this real quick, okay? This is Genesis 29, verse 33. So remember, Rachel cannot have kids, but Leah can. And so it says, this is about Leah. She conceived again, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, because the Lord heard that I am unloved, he gave me this one too. So she named him Simeon. Again, she conceived, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, now, at last my husband will become attached to me because I have borne him three sons. In verse 35, she conceived again, and when she gave birth to the son, she said, this time I will praise the Lord. So she named him Judah. Then she stopped having children. So I missed the first one. The first son was named Reuben, and his name means the Lord has looked at my affliction, pity. Her first son she named out of pity because her faithfulness was, she was faithful to the wrong person. She was being faithful to Jacob rather than being faithful to God. God was the one that allowed her to conceive in the first place, but yet she looked at Jacob constantly. So we see that one as her first son was Reuben. The second son was Simeon, and this, the Lord has heard that I'm unloved. Again, we see pity. Levi, I hope my husband will now be attached to me. You see, I believe when the Lord was telling me exactly what to write. I had a whole different message, lost the whole thing, and the Lord made me rewrite this. And I believe that there are people in the room where you have attached your faithfulness to other things that will constantly let you down and not sustain you. And so when you're walking around like I could have, and I did for a short period of time, going, Lord, this is not fair. Lord, why does it have to happen like this? It doesn't make sense. Lord, maybe now I'll feel loved. Maybe now I'll have this attachment to this person. Maybe now, and the Lord's saying, hey, I've always loved you. I've always been faithful. I have never failed you. I've never let you down. But oftentimes we won't be able to hear it because it's not necessarily that word. Unfaithful, but we're not being faithful to the one who's constantly faithful. If you keep rooting yourself in things and not of God, the creator of things, you will be constantly let down. I promise you. You need to plant yourself in God and go, you know what, Lord? I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how it feels, Lord. I'm going to focus my eyes on you and I'm going to dwell in your presence. And I know a lot of times like, it's a lot harder than you think. It's a lot harder than this and that. You're absolutely right. But can you guys just imagine for a second? Faithful to the unfaithful. The reason why it's that is because God's faithful to us. Maybe we get a bad taste in our mouth, but it's not really because of other people. It's because ourselves were not faithful. We're not steadfast. Again, when things get hard, we want to run. And so remember, Rachel cannot conceive. Leah can. God promised Jacob, you will have many descendants. promise the very thing that Leah was providing. And the one, the desirable one, the one that he wanted, the plans that you might have for yourself are the things you want, but what God has for you are this way. And he's going, hey, go this way. Look at, you can have the promises I have for you if you follow my voice, if you follow me, but if you keep going this way, you're not going to find it. You're not going to. And it got to the point in the story where Leah was able to have babies, and then Rachel was getting mad at Jacob, going, yeah, what are you doing wrong? I can't have any kids. And he's like, yo, woman, take a step back. Because guess what? This lady can, you can't. So maybe you're the problem. I mean, he didn't say all that. Okay, I paraphrased it a little bit, okay? But in all, that was basically what was happening. So, in Genesis 29, we see how everyone is trying to control their future and manipulate their identity and destiny. Can you relate? How many times have we tried to manipulate our identity and our destiny to fit the mold of the perfect life we wanted? Or in other words, how many times have we sat in front of God and said, Lord, I don't know what it looks like. I don't care what it looks like, but whatever you say, I'm going to follow you. Have we? I know there's some of my students are in here, and I have to show them love because I love my students so much. But some of y'all, I get like inside scoop, you know? Some of you guys need Jesus, okay? And what I mean by that is I just see it every single time. It's like, oh, life is hard. I want to dip. And then we're like, I don't know why God hasn't shown up. I'm like, have you? Have you sat in God's presence? No? Okay, then we have to show up. We have to be faithful to the one who is constantly faithful, even when things get hard. Even when things are difficult, when things do not make sense. And I say this, and I don't want to be insensitive to situations. Because again, if I was sitting in the room when I was going through one of my situations, I'd be real mad. I would be defensive and be like, yo, you don't know my story. And I want to say right now, I'm here and I'm preaching to myself. Because both my parents are in the room right now. The week before my wedding, I was in a spiral. My wedding was only 2 months ago, okay? I was in a downward spiral. Nobody around me knew except for people that were super, super close to me. I was ready to leave, quit my job, throw everything in. Nope, God, I've been faithful for too long. You've not shown up. The very thing that I wanted, the very thing that I've been chasing after, you took away from me. I'm done. And can I just say, God has been faithful, even when I was unfaithful. God has shown up for me constantly, even when I didn't show up. He is pursuing you recklessly. There's some people in the room that Lord's doing something, so bear with me. There's some of you guys in the room, and I just see a father walking out the front door. And you're tying that to God. You're tying the unfaithfulness of a man, a human being, to God's faithfulness. And I just want to let you know, God's faithfulness, it's so hard to comprehend on a human level because we are human. We don't get to understand all that God is because we're too small compared to how big our God is. But I believe that God is trying and wants to restore your relationships right now with him. You guys have tied this false idea of who God is based upon a man or maybe even a female. Maybe a mom walked out. Maybe something happened. But I want you to know that God will never leave you, never forsake you. He's never given up on you. He's been chasing after you. And I see God, he's in a rocking chair and you're just running up to him and you're sitting in his lap and he's rocking back and forth with you. And he's saying, my child, I love you. I'm proud of you. And so real quick, what I want to do is I just want you guys to close your eyes. And I just want to spend just a little bit of time allowing us to repent to God for not being faithful, for giving up too easily. But I also want the Lord to be able to soften your heart so you can listen to him, so you can hear him, you could sit with him. I promise you, God wants nothing more than to sit with us, to sit at his feet, his children to sit at his feet. So we're just going to spend a little bit of time. You guys can just close your eyes. We'll turn on some worship music in the back, and I just want you guys to just sit with the Father for a second. So you guys can look at me real quick. The reason I believe that we struggle so much with faithfulness is because it means we have to give up control. When you have control, right? When I take control of something, it's a lack of trusting, and the lack of trusting is a lack of faithfulness. And so I also believe that there's some of you guys in here that you need that control because you've been hurt by past things or you've been hurt by like people. And so you have kept a tight grip on your life. And God's like, no, I need you to release it. I need you to release it because that is trusting me, which trusting equals faithfulness. And so I just want to pray for you guys, if that's okay. I just want to pray for you guys. Because I really, really hope that this message was not condemning, because that's not my heart at all. I want you guys to know that there's so many people, even in the Bible, that struggled with faithfulness. There are stories after stories after stories where even with the disciples, like God, Jesus was walking with them and they still doubted. They still missed it. And so I just want to pray for you guys and let you guys know that like it might not come like this. It might not be the easiest thing. But if you try and show up every single day, God's going to show you and reveal to you the things that you need to see. So we're just going to pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much, Lord God. Jesus, I thank you for the conviction of my heart, Lord. Lord God, even when things got tough and I wanted to throw in the towel, Jesus, that you met me there, Lord. So I ask right now, God, anybody in the room, Lord, that is struggling with being faithful to your voice, Lord God, struggling with loving you, and even when things don't make sense, Lord. Jesus, I just ask right now, Lord, that you remind us to come to you. You remind us to sit at your feet, Lord, to dwell with you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I just, any spirit of control that is over anybody in this room, Lord God, or the spirit of fear of not trusting, or the fear of not being able to let go, God, I just ask right now, Lord, that your love cast out all fear, Lord. Jesus, I just ask right now that you meet each and every one of your children right where they're at. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to have it all together, Lord God. We just have to meet you. Jesus, I thank you for everybody in this room, Lord. I thank you for their hearts, Lord. Jesus, their hearts, their willingness, Lord God, to hear the words that you have, Lord. Jesus, we love you and we honor you, and all God's people said.
Yes, yes. Oh my God. That was so rich. If you felt like that was rich, just take a minute, breathe it in. Oh my gosh. So young and just so full. I know her parents are super, super proud, but more than that, I personally just received so much. So thank you. Just can we give Weber one more hand? One more hand. I know personally, I am guilty of wanting God to fit into my mold that I've created in my head. So thank you. Thank you. Okay, so the next session, everybody, what's coming up next? I'm sorry, excuse me, just a little. It was good. Okay, coming up next, we have our next breakout session. So if you have your cards here, we have breakout session 2. I'll just review those really quickly for you. So in the Life Center, we have Faithful Presence. In the Kids area, the second floor, we have Faithful to Heal. We have Faithful Through Everlasting Pursuit in the main auditorium. And in the Student Center, which is where you are now, we will have a mystery craft. So if you would like to stay, please feel free to stay. Hold on. Are you okay, sister? Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay. All right. So as you transition to your next breakout room, you'll have about 10 minutes to get there. So feel free, use the restroom really quickly. I know we have coffee and water, and you are dismissed. Thank you.